This episode is sponsored in part by Cloudways. Cloudways is a managed cloud hosting platform that makes it easy to deploy PHP-based applications on managed AWS servers and for other top cloud providers, including Google Cloud and the soon-to-go-public DigitalOcean. So, if you have WordPress, WooCommerce, Magento, or Laravel-powered sites, Cloudways takes away the hassles of managing your own systems on AWS. It takes care of security through regular OS and patch management, offers a dedicated firewall. The pricing is pay-as-you-go, which means no contracts or surprises, and you get the flexibility to scale systems in a few clicks as your business grows. On Cloudways, you're never alone. Their support team of humans is available 24/7 to resolve your hosting-related concerns at any point, even on national holidays. With support for all PHP apps and over 60 data centers in all major parts of the world, they have something for everyone, so give them a try. They have the free trial as well without a credit card. And if you go to cloudways.com and use the promo code AWSMB, get $25 in credit on top of that as well. That's cloudways.com, and that promo code is AWSMB. Thanks to Cloudways for sponsoring My Ridiculous Nonsense.
Ever notice how security tends to be one of those things that isn't particularly welcoming to folks who don't already have the word security somewhere in their job title? Introducing our fix to that. Meanwhile, in security. To sign up for the newsletter or to find the podcast, visit meanwhileinsecurity.com. Coming soon from the Duckbill Group.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief. Before we begin, I just want to comment on last week's, comments by SolarWinds' current CEO that a password was leaked due to the actions of an intern. No, it was not. It was a process failure that the company is responsible for. It is never an individual contributor's fault when things like that happen. They may have finally pushed the button, but there are so many other things that need to happen for that to cause damage to a company. This is an attempt to deflect blame. And it's very important that especially the junior folks who are listening to this know and understand that when you mess things up, the only way it's going to seriously be your fault and cause damage to a company is malfeasance. When you're a junior, it is expected that you are learning as you go. When you're senior, it may not be as expected, but it's still very much true. So if you're feeling bad about that, understand the fault is not yours. It's theirs. Now let's see what happened last week in AWS. What is a unit metric? Okay, I begrudgingly went into this and could find no fault in the entire blog post by the AWS Cost Management Group, and therefore I have to put about $40 worth of quarters into the swear jar. Building a serverless multiplayer game that scales. It's like two in a row here. I like this architecture diagram. It's a rare gem that makes sense to me. I can just tell what all the services do, and it's clearly not there just to rack up architecture points. Algorithmic trading on AWS with Amazon SageMaker and AWS Data Exchange. This will either ruin you or make you rich beyond the wildest dreams of avarice. Either way, you won't be worried about the AWS bill. Amazon Recognition Custom Labels Community Showcase, featuring things like hot dog or not hot dog. Is this senator a giant piece of crap? Digital phrenology. Will this achievement finally make my father proud of me? And many more. Three things to like about the now globally available Think Big for Small Business program. A company worth trillions lecturing small businesses has some real hello fellow kids energy to it. Perseverance lands on Mars, cloud ready to explore. I wonder how much credit for NASA's work we can claim. Significantly less than they just did. We powered the website that hosted the Name the Rover competition. It's just egging me on at this point. Knowing that AWS was involved in naming anything makes the name immediately suspect.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an ELK stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it? Or even thinking about it when there's Chaos Search. Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stack falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Analyze and understand IAM role usage with Amazon Detective. Even hiring an actual detective won't make sense of how IAM works. How to protect sensitive data for its entire lifecycle in AWS. Protecting sensitive data for its entire lifecycle in MongoDB is way easier. Just don't turn your back on it for about as long as it takes to microwave a burrito, and then its lifecycle will be complete. Updated white paper available. Encrypting file data with Amazon Elastic File System. We've updated our white paper on encryption, either results in you not caring at all or caring a whole hell of a lot. Which it is depends upon who you are. Amazon EC2 Mac instances now support macOS Big Sur. It's called Big Sur because the bill shows up and beats the shit out of me. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief, and thank you very much for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.